This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The White House this week released the official list of members of the president's cabinet. 24 people in all, from Vice President Mike Pence on down to the head of the Small Business Administration, Linda McMahon. Conspicuously absent, at least for business and economic journalists, the head of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explores what that might portend policy-wise.
Some of the country's top economists have led the Council of Economic Advisers, including Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen. So, is it a big deal that the head of the council won't be in President Trump's cabinet?
It's a symbolic decision by the president.
That's Donald Marin. He served in George W. Bush's Council of Economic Advisers and is now at the Urban Institute. Marin says the council gives presidents unvarnished advice.
Economists are very often the people who identify things as being bad ideas and kill them while they're young.
President Trump is getting economic advice from former Goldman Sachs president Gary Cohen. He's head of the National Economic Council. He's right in the White House and helps coordinate and frame economic policy. But he's not an economist, and the National Economic Council is more political, according to Bob Murphy, a senior economist on former President Clinton's Council of Economic Advisers.
Politics matters, but in the end, you know, the danger would be the economic voice gets shut out.
So, does President Trump just not like economists? I asked Stephen Moore, a former economic advisor to the Trump campaign, now at the Heritage Foundation.
I think he likes economists who agree with him.
Moore says Trump understands the economy, but still needs an economist by his side to explain things like
how differences in tax policies will affect the economy in different ways.
Moore says the key is whether Trump will listen to his Council of Economic Advisers, not whether the council chair is in the cabinet. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.